Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
If I would have been Jay Iris, hey. Yeah, not only am I a ruler of the synagogue, but I was here first. Right? Come on now. Man, y'all look like y'all wouldn't have done that.
And the woman with the issue of blood happened.
Bless, his daughter is dying. Mothers, dads. Wow. So let's go to 35. While he was still speaking, there came some from the ruler's house who said to Jairus, your daughter's died. My brother, why, brother, distress the teacher any further? Now she's dead. She interrupts, she's dead. That's not just. Remember what Paul said? While he was still speaking, there came some from the ruler's house who said to Jairus, your daughter is... Oh, I already read that, didn't I? Yeah, click. Overhearing but ignoring what they said. Jesus. So Jesus heard them and ignored what they said. It was a black spot report that came. Are y'all with me? And he heard about the black spot report. This from Black Spot News. This just in. Your daughter has died. Jesus can't do it. Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, I can just imagine that point and those eyes. Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep believing. White space. Only. It was a negative report. In other words, if you can't, then I'm not going to go see you. Okay? So, and he permitted no one to accompany. Isn't this interesting? Except Peter, James, and John. Why not? What? Yes, I'm telling you, when we get to heaven, we're going to see Jesus. And if you want to ask him about that, because Peter, James, and John had been taught and discipled, and they were at the place where no negativity would have entered that room. Would he have picked you? Peter, James, and John learned from love, and they fasted it. Would he have picked you? That's what God asked me. When they arrived at the house, the ruler of the synagogue, he looked carefully with the understanding and the tumult. Is that oatmeal? What? Anyway, and the people weeping and wailing. How? Now get a picture. They're out of control. All right, they're out of control. Have you ever dealt with an out of control crowd? Okay, or watch this. And when he had gone in, he said to them, why do you make the uproar and weep? The girl is not dead. Ha ha, that's not the right report. Ha. The girl is not dead, but is sleeping. And they laughed and jeered at him, and he put them all out. He put them all out. He put who all out? A loud, out of control crowd. How do you put a loud, out of control cry? Now, he's not going to do it mean, but he's going to do it. I'm telling you, there was some authority done right there. Get this negativity out. But he put them all out, and taking the child's father and mother and those who were with him, he went in there where the little girl was lying, click, gripping her firmly. He just dealt with them. What is he doing? Fasting negativity. He's probably got some sweat in his belief in his faith. And he said to her, Talitha Kumi, which is translated little girl. Talitha can also be translated little lamb, like a little. I say to you, arise from the sleep of death. And instantly the girl got up and started walking around, for she was 12 years old, and they were astonished and overcome with amazement. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. And I'm going to end up with this because the Lord wanted me to tell you, to give you some instructions to be obedient to. On a boy or a man named Tim Tebow. Years ago, this guy played football for the university. He was a quarterback for the University of Florida. He was a born-again, spirit-filled, and still is spirit-filled quarterback. I knew people who knew him closely, spirit-filled. He was the most decorated college football player to ever play the game. Now, does that make sense to you? Decorated. That means nobody has won more awards. Nobody has won more accolades. Championships, the whole bit, than him, totaled up. He is the number one most decorated college athlete that's ever played football. Heisman winner, 2 national championships, preached in prisons a lot. And his message in prison was, the day I became a champion. Now, I've got this information from people directly, one person. The day I became a champion was not when I won the awards and championships. It was the day I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. And you too can be a champion as much as me. All these awards and championships will perish. He was known to be a gladiator on the field. There was no wimp about him. You'll see pictures if you Google him with blood coming down his face. There was no wimpiness about him. And man, did he ever walk in positivity. Never negativity. Can God use a quarterback to reach people? Can he use restaurant owners? Can he use farmers and ranchers and cowboys? Absolutely. So in his senior year, there was a press conference, and this reporter was trying to trick him in his faith because he always talked about God. Now listen to me on this, guys. The reporter said, you might be a little bit uncomfortable with this question I'm about to tell you, with a little snicker. And it was on national television. And he said, are you a virgin? He said, I mean, you're a Christian at the number one, and Florida was voted the number one party school in America. It was voted number one party school in America. He's the quarterback, good looking guy. That's a slap in the face to the devil. He could, every temptation there ever was at his feet. And he said, I mean, you're at the number one party school in America. Are you a virgin? Tim smiled big and he looked around. He leaned into the microphone and he said, I've been waiting all my life for somebody to ask me that question on national television. And he said, you might be a little bit uncomfortable with the answer I give you. This is what he said. He said, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And yes, I'm a virgin. During the year, I think it's junior year. Now we're going to get to positivity. He lived it. He swam in it. God used him. Are y'all with me? We're just trying to get ankle, knee, toes, or, you know, go up. But he got to a place even at that age, and he swam in God and the power. Now watch, because some people think that, oh, he failed and it didn't become. They were number one in the nation, and they were playing Ole Miss, and they needed a first down, and it was fourth, and it was just a yard, and they always did this direct tent to him, and he was big guy, and he would run it to get the first down, set up the field goal, and win the game. But he got it, and it was raining, and he slipped, and he fell. And they didn't get it, and they got upset by Ole Miss. So they have the post-press conference. What about your faith now? What about your God now? You know, the NFL Films did a thing on why Christians shouldn't be able to celebrate and give glory to God after, because they don't do it when they fail. Why are they only doing it to their God when they're victorious? And I said, that's right. Are y'all with me? A lot of Christians got mad about that report. And I said, well, what? They're right. It said everything and always. Paul did. Amen? Okay. So they have what about your faith now? How come your God didn't help you now? What do you got to say about it now? And his answer to this day, listen to me, is on a bronze plaque on the pillars of Gator Stadium. Every pillar at Gator Stadium has a plaque bronze with this answer called the promise. It's there. Go and visit it. And here's what the promise says. I didn't play well. I could have played better. But I do promise you this. Now there's the black spot. They're wanting him to dial in on that black spot. I promise you I will not get down on this. I won't get downhearted. I promise you I will work harder than anyone or any player. I will work harder to be a leader and lead this team back to the top and back to the championship. I promise you I will do whatever it takes. No excuses. Promise after promise after promise kept coming. And it ends with, God bless you and have a great day. With a smile. Enemy didn't want that. And I thought about his enemies watching it. Yeah. Uh-oh. He's going to work. Are y'all getting this? I slipped up, but I'm going to do better. Are y'all with me or not? Come on, man. We're getting ready to go on a winning streak. He delivered his promises. And he wins the rest of his games and he faces OU in the national championship. Even with Ronnie Glover, Tim Hamilton, Chris praying and interceding for their Sooners. I don't think Chance was, but I'm not for sure. They were using their authority and their faith, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But to no avail, Tim Tebow and the Florida Gators beat OU in the national championship. But here's what I want to tell you, the story. It's not about that. And he'll tell you it's not about that. That night, he wore on his eye black John 3:16. Google came out in the paper the next day and said John 3:16 was Googled 9 million times. And you're worried about your Sooners. Nine million people found out what John 3:16 said. How? Now, holy people, listen to me. By watching a football game. Not a church service 24/7. A football game. Does God need football players? Bless our hearts. We've tried to reach the lost with cared-filled prayers and tracts and ice cream socials. And God did it in one night. 9 million people. Don't tell me. Well, how can the world be? Don't tell me. 9 people in one night. 9 million people in one night.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.agloriouschurch. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.